So obviously the weather could have a big factor now if we get a bit of rain.
Yeah, it could be. I think it was a wee spit, but yeah, it's not too bad. So hopefully it'll stay dry for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, you've been pushing hard today. You must be pleased with your times.
Yeah, we're pleased with our times. Very good now and get on this evening.
And the work in the car in service here, much to be done?
No, the car seems to be going well now. We can't complain.
Rory Kennedy, plenty of drama on day two, and still there could be a lot more.
It seems the way it's unfolded today, Chris, nobody could really have predicted what's happened. We're very unfortunate to lose Declan on the Garton stage earlier on today. Pretty severe accident, but thankfully they're both okay, and the organisers and marshals played a very important role in handling that and restarted the stage again in the minimum amount of time loss. So fair play to them. It's great that they managed to keep the rally moving on.
So we've seen plenty of twists and turns, and you just can't predict anything safely.
Not really, Chris. We're just due now to go back to Knockgalla. We're leaving here in about 10 minutes. And Knockgalla, very daunting stage and big challenge for the drivers. And the first time through, I think it was less than 3 seconds separated the top five through there. So it's remarkable that these drivers are capable of those speeds within that margin. So we're going back there again. It's very hard to make up any time because everybody's so close. So look, we're just keep plodding away. We're in fourth place. We lost some time yesterday evening, and we've just not recouped that again. And we just keep at it and hope for the best.
Alistair Fisher, you're pushing hard. Still a lot to play for.
Yes, still a lot for grabs. Bit of an issue in the last day. Completely lost the brakes at the first junction, so lost 45 seconds there. But we're just going to keep going. We're still eight tough stages. Tomorrow's a big day, so to head out.
Yeah, you've had a couple of very fast stages.
Yeah, the pace has been good, but we haven't had an issue, so let's say we've 2 seconds like a Simons and Glenn there this morning, so we've enjoyed that. Back out to Knockgalla now in Kieran Hill.
John O'Donnell, edging towards the end of the second day of the Donegal International Rally, what's your experience been?
Yeah, it's been good. We're lying now, we're up to 6th overall in the National, so we're just having a nice steady run, good clean tidy day. Bit of mechanical trouble this morning after yesterday evening. We broke an engine mounting and then we had a kind of a short in the car with one of the air straps, so that gave us a bit of trouble in the first 2 stages, but now thankfully since that we're going nice and steady, good and clean and tidy, so keep it together just now till the end hopefully.
And given you have a political hat as well, I'm sure you're delighted from a tourism perspective to see that this is a bumper rally.
Yeah, it is indeed. It's to be honest, Chris, it's absolutely mind-blowing to see the crowds just out there in the stages. And I think it's an absolute credit to the Motor Club and to the marshals and to everybody involved here that's doing a great job in controlling the crowds and stuff like that. And the spectators as well have to be noted for the remarkable job that they're doing as well, obeying all the rules and that. So it's a credit. We look forward now, hopefully, to getting through today and have a good day tomorrow. And I wish everybody a good, safe rally for the rest of it.